This is 102.5, Clyde One, number one across Glasgow and the West. I'm Grant Thompson. Coming up, another extract from Cassie's Diary and CeeLo Green after the latest Clyde One news.
I'm Leslie DiMasio. Good evening. The petrochemical site at Grangemouth has been saved. The U-turn from owners follows the Unite Union's acceptance of a survival deal yesterday. Reporter Conor Gillies has more.
The Grangemouth weather today was damp and miserable, which mirrored plant staff as they trekked into the staff canteen. But then the mood turned to excitement and relief as INEOS revealed the petrochemical site was being saved.
We are very happy to announce that following a meeting with the shareholders yesterday, that Grangemouth Petrochemicals will remain open.
2 days ago, workers gathered in the same canteen to be told that the petrochemical site, effectively half of the Grangemouth site, was being shut down with the loss of 800 jobs. It came after a frantic 48 hours of negotiations and lobbying with politicians from all sides, including the owner Jim Ratcliffe.
They clearly advised the employees extremely poorly not to vote for a modicum of change, because it came within a whisker of closing the whole of the Grangemouth refinery.
There is £300 million of investment due for Grangemouth, and they're talking about that continuing for the next decade to 15 years. First Minister Alex Salmond's pleased a deal's been reached.
The workforce sacrificed a substantial amount. There was a lot of cooperation from the Scottish Government, the UK Government. Companies like BP made a substantial contribution.
The deals mean 1,400 workers will take substantial slashes in pay and pensions, and there will be limited redundancies. But for now, the overall feeling among workers is relief.
We've just got to be happy that we're still on a job.
We just want to get back to work and get back to normal now, so it's quite a bind us.
Absolutely delighted. Fantastic. Everybody's happy. You know, it's a new chance for the site.